Cape Talk. Weekend Breakfast. Call Africa now.
021-446-0567.
The Public Service and Administration Minister Ayanda Dlodlo warning that the public sector wage bill could cripple the state as salaries for public servants make up 35% of government spending. 587 billion rand goes to the public sector as a wage or salary bill, and we really cannot afford to have more than that. You will know that labor unions still haven't signed a 3-year wage deal for public servants after government tabled its final offer on Friday. Joining me on the line is the head of politics and governance at the Institute for Race Relations, Gareth van Onselen. And Gareth, you did highlight this a month ago, didn't you? Good morning.
Hi, yes, thanks very much for having me. Yes, the Institute covered the public sector wage bill in some depth in one of its publications called Fast Facts, which basically set out, as you've said, how the public service has grown exponentially over years, and more importantly, how the public sector wage bill has grown above inflation almost year on year, and the problem it now constitutes.
Let's, I suppose, understand some of the challenges that government will have with an ever-burgeoning public wage sector bill.
Right. Well, South Africa is pretty much like any company, and a company has a salary bill that you have to pay its employees. Our employees are, of course, the people that work in the civil service and the government bureaucracy. But you have a whole lot of other costs. And when it comes to a government, the primary, or at least the money that you want the most benefit out, is the delivery of services, of houses and education and everything that comes with government. Typically, a salary bill shouldn't really be more than around 30% of your total costs. And at the moment, our salary bill has creeped up and up and up to the point where it's now at about 35%. And the result of that is it starts to eat into your ability to deliver services, which is what the public administration minister is so concerned about. And this 3-year contract that they're about to negotiate is also above inflation, which means it's going to grow even further above 35% over time and become more and more difficult to deliver services. Because you must remember, the key thing is once you've agreed to above inflation increase, it's then set in stone for all time. The next increase will be on top of that. And that's why this thing compounds over time and becomes more troublesome.
And that's not discounting at all the important role that government has played in the last decade or so as far as provision of employment is concerned. When are we going to rely less and less on government to provide employment opportunities? I suppose when we see public sector investment into the economy.
Well, you see, so many of South Africa's problems at the moment are caused by the fact that the economy is simply not growing. If we were growing at 6% on a regular annual basis, these kind of problems would be far less extreme and would certainly not constitute such a big threat to service delivery. But you can't have a public sector wage bill and a central government, which is a primary employer of jobs, if you're not growing, because you're not going to be able to pay these kind of wage increases. So it's kind of a vicious circle. If the South African economy was able to grow bigger and generate more revenue above inflation at 6% or 5% on a year-on-year basis, these kind of problems would go away, but they're made acute by the fact that we are in such financial stress.
I was saying earlier that Standard & Poor's, who obviously held the rating with a positive outlook for South Africa at a statement that was released at 10 o'clock South African time last night, is projecting an economic increase of a growth in the economy, rather, at a rate above 2% over the next 3 years. And I was at a conference yesterday as well where an economist with Westgrow, which is an agency in the Western Cape, referenced Goldman Sachs, who sees a 2.8% increase in the economy for South Africa in 2018, which, given where we are right now, is actually very good news, but just not enough.
Well, first of all, it's a projection, and one must remember that over the last few years, there have been several projections for our growth rate, which are slowly downgraded over the course of a financial year when they're not met. The markets are generally optimistic about growth rates and put them slightly above where they should be because they want to stimulate growth in an economy. So I think, I for one would far rather wait and see where the growth rate is at six months or a year's time. It is good news if they do manage to sustain it at about 2.5%, but it's not nearly where it needs to be. And South Africa has been at the sort of 1% or 2% growth rate for a long period of time. It's been an age since we've managed to get up to 3, 4, 5%, and that's actually where we need to be.
Indeed. The governor of the Reserve Bank, in holding the repo rate on Wednesday or Thursday, I think it was, basically projecting a 1.7% growth in this year. That's at least what the Reserve Bank is thinking. What does Cyril Ramaphosa do? I mean, we're marking 100 days of his presidency. It's generally been more positive, but there have been some challenges, and this is one of those challenges.
Yes, it's a very big, the public sector wage bill, that is a very big conundrum for the president, because obviously it involves, on the one hand, all the unions, which at the moment are just emerging like everyone else in South Africa from a hugely factionalized, divisive period, and he wants to be able to unify them as he does everything else. It's one of his core driving forces. But they are putting huge demands on government for huge increases, and whether or not they accept the current offer on the table, it is already inflation plus 1%, and plus 2% in some cases. And that puts huge pressure on the fiscus, which I'm sure the president is well aware of and the national administration is well aware of. Their one solution is to accept this. Well, they've obviously put the offer on the table, so they're prepared to accept it, but to bite the bullet, have a plus 1%, inflation plus one agreement, and then hope they can generate the kind of growth numbers that you were talking about over the next 3 years in order to be able to accommodate this.
Gareth Anonsland, thank you very much as always for your insights. Head of Politics and Governance at the Institute of Race Relations, reflecting on the ever-growing public sector wage bill that is going to be crippling government if we don't get it under control, according to the Public Services Administration Minister Ayanda Dlodlo.